Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning and a snowy Tuesday morning at that. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. People probably think we sound like a broken record after three storms in 3 weeks. But these nor'easters aren't a joke. You have anywhere from 2 to 4 inches that could fall all the way up to 14 or more. And along the coast this morning, blizzard warnings, Alan. You know, you just have to take it seriously.
Here's what I say, David. Enough. It's enough already. Now stop. Go to your room.
Well, it is March. The lion is active right now, but hopefully the lamb will be arriving shortly. Let's, speaking of lions, move to the news this morning, Alan, and the deadline that Russia faces to respond to Britain. They have an ultimatum today from Theresa May over this nerve agent that was found in a potential poisoning of the former Russian spy, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter, Yulia, found slumped on a bench in Salisbury on March 4th.
David, does a bear walk in the woods? Is this the Russians? Are you kidding? Look at the whole history. Look at what they've done before. And now you say, I wonder if this is the Russians. Really? Vladimir Putin is not a good guy, as President Trump has signaled to people. He's a bad guy. He's a former KGB colonel. This business of killing people and lives means so little to these folks. And with their righteous indignation, one of their agents turns on them and they say, well, we have to kill him and we'll go to Great Britain. Now, Theresa May is really doing a good thing. Of course, the White House, in its mealy-mouthed way, says, well, we'll stand by them, the Brits. But they don't say a single word about it being the Russians, because as we know, oh, from the very beginning, Trump said Putin was a good guy. This whole thing was made up. So we all know what the game is here. Theresa May is doing the right thing. They'll probably expel the Russian ambassador. And, you know, I always want to say the Soviet ambassador, because who is running the country? The KGB colonel who is running the KGB. That's who's running the whole country right now. And the whole spirit of authoritarianism from Frederick and all of the other Russian leaders, this is the way the Russians have been for a long time. So this is a reason to be very angry, because if you're not angry when people violate your sovereignty and come in and kill people, then what's left? Look, when the White House says we stand by the Brits, but they don't say there's something wrong with the Russian thing, even though the top security people, Trump's own people, have been saying that the Russians are, you know, out of control in the electoral process and every other way, it's extraordinary. And what you do is you say, okay, one and one makes two. Did Trump and his group do any collusion? And speaking of that, the disgusting display by the House investigating group under Nunes, who is a disgrace as a congressman, and you have the Republicans in the committee vote to end the investigation because there is no collusion. Are you kidding? So I have been saying all along, David, that it's all about Mueller. It has nothing to do with these highly partisan Republican groups, both in the House and I'm afraid to say in the Senate too, although the Senate is less. And we have a special election today, David, in Pennsylvania, in a heavily red district, so red that in the past they didn't even run candidates, the Democrats, because there was no way they were going to win it. Well, now the polls are showing really a close race. And even if the Republicans win, which I suspect they will in that really heavy Republican district, it will be a canary in the coal mine, as they say, for the Republicans. Trump will boast that he won, but no such thing.
From there to the NRA. Trump now abandoning gun control promise. This from the Times. He completed his walk back Monday, saying there was a lack of political support for raising the age limit to purchase rifles. Your thoughts?
Well, that's wrong. That's wrong, of course. We know the American people are very concerned about this. There is huge appreciation for gun control of one kind or another. We can't continue to see our children and grandchildren murdered. And yet, this guy wants to have more guns on the street. Why? Because he wants to arm all the teachers. Who would make those guns? The people who send the NRA the money to do their dirty work. So it's just one more example of how in the world did we get here? How do we get a guy who runs counter to the instincts of the American people and will rob the American people of democracy if he has his way?
Speaking of how do we get here, Stormy Daniels, the pornographic film actress, wants to return the money that was given to her to end her silence. She's, of course, appearing on 60 Minutes.
They are playing Trump like a yo-yo right now. Stormy Daniels and her lawyer. So we'll give you back the money, of course. Let's face it, her story is now worth millions. And every time they say, we'll give you back the money if we're allowed to talk, that robs Trump of any credibility he might have had. Hey, look, the lawyer took out a home equity loan on his house. You don't do that if there isn't something there. Not only that, we pretty much know the whole story because she told it before this clam-up agreement went into effect. So we know what happened. Now she's scaring the hell out of of them saying if she gives back the money, then she has to be used to any texts or emails or films. That's got to have them shuddering in their boots.